Andrea, you have been following the Joseph A. Bank and Men's Warehouse saga, I'm sure, for weeks now, as we have here. Obviously, it's headquartered here in Maryland. Why did this latest tender offer succeed where the other ones didn't?
Well, I mean, because we were talking about basically a pretty good, like, 56% premium over Joseph A. Bank's, like, closing price, like, back in October when they first made the offer for Men's Warehouse that, like, kind of set up the whole drama here. So, you know, because there was, like, being a lot of back and forth already, and also Men's Warehouse has also, like, filed a lawsuit against Joseph A. Bank. Basically, you know, there's a lot of them, you know, at stake if they basically, you know, decided to reject this, because it was already like a very pretty good offer, but this is like, you know, basically it just had to be, they just could not say no anymore.
With this this offer being accepted, the questions around here, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer this or not, the questions around here, because bank is located in Maryland, will the bank name survive? Will stores be closed? What about that?
Well, so basically, I talked to someone familiar with the situation. Men's Warehouse, the current CEO, Doug York, he is expected to lead the combined company. So what's going to happen is that both companies, the banners, both names are going to survive and continue. But what they're going to work out is like there's some sort of maybe stores like with overlapping locations, like those, like they're going to be looking at, you know, just to see if there's some sort of money losing stores like you want to close. But the interesting thing is that Men's Warehouse, like they had a presentation for investors like before. Their target consumer is actually supposed to be younger and less affluent. And then they're you know, after more contemporary styles versus like Men's Joseph Bank, they have like 35 to 55 year old customers making more money, and you know, who are after more kind of a traditional and conservative styles. So it'd be interesting to see the combined company when they cross merchandise, if they bring some of the brands that are carrying one store to another. And obviously the acquisition, the biggest benefit is a huge cost savings we're going to see from like basically combined buying of material. They will have like a bigger buying clout in terms of negotiating with their vendors.
Any word yet on the workforce, how this may affect? Obviously, we were saying if there's a Men's Warehouse and a Joseph A. Bank in the same mall, one of the stores is probably going to close, and that may be the case much beyond possibly even malls. Any indication of where that might shake out?
Well, I think we'll have it. So combined company right now will have about 23,000 employees, and with like more than 1,700 stores total in the U.S. So I mean, the company is talking about as much as $150 million in annual cost savings. So it remains to be seen, like as far as after they do kind of more like homework, I guess we'll hear more about like exactly how many stores they're going to be looking at closing. But I think from my talk and like the research, it seems like store closing is definitely it's probably we're going to definitely see some store closings.
And with the headquarters of bank being in Carroll County here in Maryland, any indication that is going to shut down, be closed? How may that end up?
Well, so I think I guess for now, like basically because like Men's Warehouse CEO is expected to like to lead the combined company, and if they keep both banners, it's not really clear at this moment if they're going to shut, you know, Joseph Bank's like headquarters or not. But for now, the company did make it like explicit that they will keep the banner. So it's a matter of like, okay, do they think it's better to keep the current design and the corporate functions at the same place, or but likely there will be some sort of consolidation.